Well, if you come to join us at the military zone, you get an opportunity to get up and close and personal to the Apache helicopter. We've got a hot air balloon for trips of up to 100 feet, where you can get an aerial view of the show. We've got the Royal Air Force Regiment here. We've got the 6th Regiment Army Air Corps. We've got the dive tank with the Royal Engineers, where you can play noughts and crosses with the divers, and many other activities for people to get a hands-on military experience.
When it comes to logistics, you are the professionals for organising and planning and making sure everything goes. There's a plan B and C, I'm sure. But do events like this still cause you an element of concern, of sleepless nights, or not?
There's the odd sleepless night, clearly coordinating a lot of different units to get them onto the ground at a given point in time. Always causes one a headache, and until the day of the race, actually, no one knows. But the guys are so professional, they do this quite regularly, that every time it works out perfectly.
And this is old hat, I guess, to you, in the sense that you've seen Apache close up time and time again, or do you still actually have some excitement when you actually get out close and see one of them for yourself as well?
Well, I think that when you come down and see the Apache up close and personal, people will get the feeling of awe. You know, they are a fantastic machine, and I think most people would be lying if they didn't say that it wasn't impressive when these things come in low and land, and you actually get to see what they're all about.
And the most commonly asked question, I guess, is going to be what? When people look at one, they say, can I sit in it? Can you take me for a ride? How much does it cost?
Most people want to have a ride, and most people want to have a sit in it. If you can come down and see us, you can get up as close as you possibly can, get an opportunity to have your photograph taken near the cockpit with a helmet on, and pretend just for those few seconds that you're an Apache pilot.
And remind us, what's the on-the-road price of one of these?
Well, a couple of hundred million, and so don't break it.